Unit 8. Tape script 8.1. A place in the sun.
You're both mad. I think you'll regret it. You were earning good money here. You won't earn much growing lemons.
We know that. But we won't need a lot of money to live there.
But what will you do if you can't find anywhere to live?
There are lots of cheap old farms. We'll have no trouble finding somewhere.
But you don't even like gardening. What will you do if you don't like farming either?
We'll only know if we don't like farming when we try it.
Well, okay. But what if you spend...
Tape script 8.2.
Will you keep in touch with friends?
Of course we will. When we get there, we'll give you a call.
And how will I contact you?
Well, as soon as we find a place to live, we'll send you our address.
I can always email you.
Yes. Email's brilliant for keeping in touch, but you'll have to wait until we've set up our computers.
And, David, I promise, you'll be our first guest when we move into our new home.
Excellent. I'll look forward to that.
Tape script 8.3.
Bye, darling. Good luck with the interview.
Thanks, I'll need it. I hope the trains are running on time. If I'm late for the interview, I'll be furious with myself.
Just stay calm. Call me when you can.
I will. I'll call you on my mobile as soon as I get out of the interview.
When will you know if you've got the job?
They'll tell me in the next few days. If they offer me the job, I'm going to accept it. You know that, don't you?
Of course, but we'll worry about that later.
Okay. Are you going to work now?
Well, I'm going to take the children to school before I go to work.
Don't forget to pick them up as soon as you finish.
Don't worry, I won't forget. You'd better get going. If you don't hurry, you'll miss the train.
Okay. I'll see you this evening. Bye.
Tape script 8.4. Winning the lottery. 1.
What would I do if I won £5 million? Well, I'd make sure my family had enough money, and my friends. And then I'd buy my own island in the Caribbean. And I'd give loads of money to charity.
2.
Oh, that's easy. I'd give up my job and travel anywhere, everywhere. Oh, but it wouldn't change me. I'd still live in the same area because I like it so much.
3.
What would I do? I'd buy a nice house in the country. I'd make it the best place I could, and I'd have lots of land so I could have peace and quiet.
4.
I'd be a space tourist and fly to Mars on the space shuttle.
5.
I wouldn't give away a penny. I'd spend it all on myself.
Tape script 8.5. 1.
If Tony calls, tell him I'm at Alex's. He can reach me there.
2.
If you've finished your work, you can take a break. Just be back in 15 minutes.
3.
If I'm not back by 8 o'clock, don't wait for me. Go without me, and I'll meet you at the party.
4.
If you have the flu, you should go to bed. Keep warm and drink plenty of fluids.
5.
If you're ever in London, please let me know. I'd love to show you around.
6.
If you go to Russia, you have to have a visa. You can get one at the embassy.
7.
I'd buy a computer if I could afford it. It would be really useful for work.
8.
If I had more time, I might take up an evening class. I'd love to learn more about photography.
Tape script 8.6. Who wants to be a millionaire?
Who wants to be a millionaire?
I don't.
Have flashy flunkies everywhere?
I don't.
Who wants the bother of a country estate?
A country estate is something I'd hate.
Who wants to wallow in champagne?
I don't.
Who wants a supersonic plane?
I don't.
Who wants a private landing field too?
I don't.
And I don't, cause all I want is you. Who wants to be a millionaire?
I don't.
Who wants uranium to spare?
I don't.
Who wants to journey on a gigantic yacht?
Do I want a yacht? Oh, how I do not. Who wants a fancy foreign car?
I don't.
Who wants to tire of caviar?
I don't. Who wants a marble swimming pool too?
Tape script 8.7. 1.
What did you do last night?
We went to the cinema.
What did you see?
Murder in the Park.
Was it good?
It was absolutely superb.
2.
Is it true that Liz won the lottery?
Yes, she won £2,000.
I bet she was really happy.
Happy? She was absolutely thrilled.
3.
When I got home, I had to tell my parents that I'd failed the exam.
Oh, no! What did they say?
My mum was cross, but my dad was really furious.
4.
We went out for dinner at that new restaurant last night.
Oh, what was the food like?
Well, the main course was really tasty, and as for the dessert, it was absolutely delicious.
5.
We had a wonderful time at the beach last weekend.
Oh, yeah. Was the weather hot?
It was absolutely gorgeous.
6.
How long was your flight?
14 hours.
14 hours? You must be really tired.
You bet. I'm absolutely exhausted.
Tape script 8.8. Charity appeals. 1. Amnesty International.
Amnesty International is a Nobel Prize-winning organisation that works to support human rights around the world. It is independent of any government or political party and has over 1 million members in 162 countries. Amnesty International works to free all prisoners of conscience anywhere in the world. These are people who are in prison because of their beliefs, colour, ethnic origin, language, or religion. Amnesty International tries to help these prisoners in two ways. First, by publicising their cases, and second, by putting pressure on governments to practice human rights.
2. WWF.
WWF is the world's largest and most effective conservation organisation. It is dedicated to protecting wild animals around the world and the places where these animals live. WWF directs its conservation efforts toward three global goals. Firstly, it works to save endangered species, like the black rhino or the giant panda. Secondly, it works to establish and manage national parks and wildlife reserves around the world. Thirdly, it works to address global threats to our environment, such as pollution and climate change.
3. Crisis Now.
Drought and famine have come to Africa again this year, just as they have every year for the past 15 years. In some parts of Africa, it hasn't rained for 3 years. There have been no crops, and the animals on which many people depend died long ago. Refugees are pouring from the countryside into the towns in their desperate search for food, and it has been estimated that over 1,000 people are dying every day. We are supplying towns and camps with food and medical supplies, but our efforts are drops in the ocean. We need 100 times more food and medical supplies, as well as doctors, nurses, blankets, tents and clothes. Your help is needed now, before it is too late. Please give all you can. No pound or penny will ever be better spent or more appreciated.
Tape script 8.9. Maria and Anna.
I'm bored.
Well, it's a beautiful day. Why don't we go for a walk?
No, I don't feel like it. I'm too tired.
You need to get out. Let's go shopping.
Oh, no, I'd rather do anything but that.
OK, shall we see what's on television?
That's a good idea.
Do you want to watch the news?
I'd rather watch The Simpsons.
Paul and Mike.
Oh, I'm broke, and I don't get paid for 2 weeks. What am I going to do?
If I were you, I'd get a better job.
Oh, why didn't I think of that? Thanks, Mike. That's a big help.
Well, you'd better get a loan from the bank, then.
No, I can't. I owe them too much already.
Why don't you ask your parents? They'd help you out.
No, I'd rather not. I'd rather work out my problems for myself.
You ought to ask your boss for a pay rise.
Good idea. But I've tried that and it didn't work.
Oh, well. I suppose I could lend you some money.
Really? Oh, that would be great. Thanks, Mike. You're a real mate.
Yeah, well, okay then. But really, I don't think you should go out so much. That way, you won't be broke all the time.
Yeah, I know. You're right.